This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Joining us now to pick over the bones of yesterday's election in Illinois are two political scientists from Illinois State University, Carrie Melita and Tom McClure. They're with the Department of Politics and Government. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What are your top takeaways from the voting? Carrie, let's start with you.
So this was a pretty textbook midterm election. We have this idea in political science called the surge and decline, which is that during presidential election years, the president's party has this sweep of down ballot victories or positive coattail effect, and then the president's party loses seats at midterm. And that's what we saw in this election. So I think it was a fairly textbook midterm election, as unexciting as that is to say.
And Tom?
I believe that this election has empowered the Senate even more so in terms of appointing judges and reshaping the judiciary. Now that the Senate is the only Republican branch, they're not going to have to worry about coming up with creative solutions for tough problems. Instead, they could focus on the judiciary, and that's going to be the legacy of President Trump.
And weren't they already going to do that?
They have a buffer now. There was a question when the Kavanaugh nomination came up whether there would be enough defectors to cause that nomination to fail. Now there's no question that whoever Trump puts up is going to be approved.
But why does that equate to the House control equate to a freeing of senators?
Because now there's not going to have to be any focus on trying to get legislation through both houses. Instead, the only thing the Senate's going to be able to accomplish, in my view, other than negotiating budgets from time to time, is going to be just a selection of judges.
So what will happen in Congress, Carrie?
I think, the President Trump did a press conference this morning where he spoke of reaching out to Democrats and working on common interests like an infrastructure bill, maybe even amenable immigration reform. So, I mean, it remains to be seen whether that was just an empty promise that was made. But that's fairly standard. The first press conference that President Obama did for his first midterm when his party, the Democrats, lost control of the House, just same thing that happened in this case. He made kind of a similar outreach rhetoric, which didn't pan out. But I guess we're just going to have to wait to see how that goes.
So you've already said that it's not a blue wave. Turnout up, but not startlingly, the Democratic Party pick up 29 House seats, about average for a midterm, losing three Senate seats when so many Democratic seats were up this year. That also not surprising. So why all the hype about a blue wave then?
I think it's exciting, right? It makes for a really good story, and it probably makes voters feel really good that, you know, that they made a difference, that those that turned out did make a difference. It's just that we had turnout of about 49%. I mean, it's a little higher than average for a midterm, but not historically so. And I think it just makes for a really good narrative moving forward.
So was it a case of all the hype created a small increase in turnout, or was there truly something different that failed to materialize?
I think the hype probably got voter turnout up. What was really disappointing was we're starting to look at the demographics that turned out to vote, and this was supposed to be the youth year, right, the youth vote. And it looks like about 13% of those under the age of 30 voted. So this, unfortunately, wasn't the youth vote, but it was other demographics kind of giving us a little bit of a bump in turnout for a midterm year.
What should Republicans and Democrats use as a takeaway for 2 years from now from this election, Tom?
Well, I think that the Democrats need to be realistic that some of the seats that they have captured were won by moderate Democrats as opposed to persons who are on the extreme left. So I think that they need to make sure that their message is something that appeals to the average voter as opposed to their base. The Republicans, on the other hand, I think that they are in a very difficult spot because a lot of them are fearful of going against the president because of how he could react to them. So I'm not quite sure where they can go. Some of them have difficulty supporting the agenda, and I think that those who do oppose the agenda are going to be the ones who are going to end up on the losing end.
Carrie, what's your advice to Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, I think that working together on key issues like infrastructure might be a good way to move going forward. There is still a lot of ill will amongst the public for partisans and establishment and people that they perceive to be insiders. And the next election we face in 2020 will be a presidential election, which turnout tends to be a lot higher. When turnout is higher, you tend to have more moderates being swept into office because most Americans are moderate. When you have midterm elections where it's just kind of the partisans that show up, that's when you get the more ideologically extreme candidates being elected. So moving forward, just keeping in mind that 2020 will be an election where there are more moderates that are turning out to vote. So their records are going to need to reflect that.
And 2 years ago, pollsters got it way wrong. How about this time? Carrie Melita?
Our models are back very accurately. This was about as textbook as we could get. Democrats took the House, and that's about what we expected them to do. So not a blue wave, but not a red wave either.
So what's the guarantee, if there is such a thing, that the models will remain accurate and not be subject to yet another curveball?
I think that 2016 was the hiccup. I mean, you know, models, you know, we always have margin of error in our predictive modeling, and I think 2016 was just the blip. But by and large, it looks like our models are going to be accurate moving forward.
And Tom McClure, very quickly, any final observations about the midterm?
In terms of the midterm, there were really no surprises. And I think that what we're going to see is that we've now started the presidential campaign today.
Tom McClure and Carrie Melita are with the Department of Politics and Government at Illinois State University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.